Late City, this is your team and our stars. This is the Inside Edge.
And I'm joined by Blades defenseman Ben Sonderson, who's from about a half an hour east of here, about in Carberry. Is it 30 minutes or so away from Brandon, Carberry?
Yeah, 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah. Well, 20, 25 minutes. You're driving pretty fast then along the T-Can in order to get there. Or maybe along the lower road past Shiloh there. Tell me about being at home. Brandon, is this a big deal to come back here still, even though this is your fourth year in the league, third year going to Brandon?
Oh, yeah, it's always still special every time. Even the older you get, you always miss home, right? So going home, being able to see everyone, and just kind of me growing up, going to weekend games, watching all the older guys, standing at the glass by warm-ups, watching all the guys, and then me being that guy now, it's always special.
Who are some of those guys that you watched on Week Kings that you thought were pretty good that maybe you like to watch going to those games?
I can remember one was a Euro, Rehards Bluecards his name was. He used to come down and talk to me all the time. Pulak was a really good guy, he used to come down. There was a few guys that I saw all the time.
Now, Carberry is home to potato growing area. Is that the family biz, or what's the family biz all about?
My dad is an agronomist, okay. So we're all around. He works for a bunch of different farms. We're around crops, potatoes all the time.
Are you on a farm then, family?
On a farm. We just moved to Brandon.
Okay.
So dad still works on the farm, but I'm in a condo in Brandon.
Oh, okay. What was that like growing up there? I mean, you could almost take the skates, go out in the slough, and go ahead and skate anytime you wanted to, obviously.
Yeah, there was when I was out in the country, we actually during COVID, we made one of our Quonsets. We froze a bunch of water in there, made a rink there, and always growing up, there was a barn like 2 minutes from our place called the Wellwood Rink, if anyone knows what that is. So it's an old shed turned into a rink, so it was all the time we'd go over there, me and my brother and a couple neighbors, and screw around there.
You bring up COVID. As much as that was difficult for some folks, it ended up being pretty good for you personally, because you ended up getting a chance to play in the Hub in Regina. How much did that help you?
So much. Like, it made the transition from minor hockey and into the Western League, and just kind of let me get used to what it's like, what it takes. So it was a good balance of, I got to learn from some older guys, and just kind of helped me through the door.
Okay, minor hockey player, favorite NHL team back then or maybe today, who is it?
I gotta go to the Jets.
Okay. Yeah. Any particular player that you still kind of like today still?
Not really, to be honest. Okay. Just the Jets, man.
Okay. Anybody that you try and emulate, that you try and pattern your game after?
Jacob Slavin, probably.
Okay. Yeah. Why is that?
I just like the way he plays. Hard to play against, good in his own zone, and kind of brings the offense when he needs to.
Okay. You're starting to bring the offense this year. Your development, how has it been for you since 16 in COVID in the Hub in Regina to now? How would you say you've developed your game?
I think I'm just stronger, good in my own zone, but like you said, offense is kind of coming. I think that's just a confidence thing, especially the older you get in this league, you kind of just build confidence. So yeah, feeling good right now.
How good is this team?
It's a really special group. Just like coming to the rink every day, everyone's excited to be at the rink. Like, things are clicking. It's looking really good.
Ben, thanks for this. Wish you all the best here.
Thanks, Les.
The Inside Edge on your Saskatoon Blades. Meet the whole team at CJWWRadio.com.